In November, voters in the Hudson Riverfront city of Rensselaer will pick between three-term Democratic incumbent Mayor Dan Dwyer and first-time candidate Jim Constantakis. Dwyer is seeking a fourth four-year term in the city of about 9,300 just across the Hudson from Albany.
The city is progressing since I've been in here, and financially we're in good shape as far as our budget goes. We've got a A-plus rating now from Standard & Poor's, no tax increase in the last 3 years, and we got costs under control, and we're moving ahead with development down here on the riverfront. We're a business-friendly city, too.
Republican challenger Jim Constantakis says he has an affinity for the city he grew up in.
I had been asked in the past to run. I kept saying no, no, no. I'm really not a politician, never have been, and never aspired to be one. But Rensselaer's my home. I've lived here most of my life.
Constantakis is concerned about what he perceives as a lack of unity and little interaction between the city, its schools and parks, and the Boys and Girls Club. Dwyer says the city is 100% behind the Boys and Girls Club.
We took advantage of the fact that there was a grant out there, and we applied for a grant for them for $400,000 to redo part of their building. We got it for them. I mean, we're helping them out. I don't know whether the lack of communication is on that at all, really.
Constantakis is calling for change.
So I don't know what he means about, you know, change. We need change direction. We're going up. Why change direction?
Constantakis is critical of the local landfill.
Polluting our air, polluting our streets, polluting our people with the 500 trucks a week that go up and down Partition Street, creating, you know, a mess on people's houses. They wipe their houses off with rags. They get diesel fuel. Those diesel fumes in the air. I mean, the traffic is unbearable. They can't even go out on their porch and have a cup of coffee because of these trucks, Monday through Friday, from 6 in the morning or 6:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. And it's ridiculous. And the school and the water supply is right behind the landfill.
Dwyer says the landfill issue is out of city hands.
We can't stop. And that was a court case several years ago that the city tried to stop the trucks. It's the oldest mine, active mine in the state. You cannot stop it. The judge says you cannot stop the trucks from going in there and deprive them of the accessibility to the mine. So you can't stop the trucks. Also, the Federal Reclamation Act states that once you dig a mine, you've got to refill it, and that's what they're doing.
Dwyer says the State Department of Environmental Conservation is monitoring the work on a regular basis. Constantakis says Dwyer spends too much time away from the city.
Mayor Dwyer served in our armed forces. He was in the Air Force, and I respect that. This is not a shot at him personally. I don't know him that well, but I did meet him. He seems like a pleasant man. But I just think he got under the thumb of the common council, and he just does whatever he wants to do and goes along with it. And he takes a check. He takes a check from the taxpayers to be the mayor, and he's just not here.
Dwyer appears on the Democratic line on the November 7th election ballot. Constantakis has the Republican, Independents, Conservative, and Working Families party lines. Democrats have an edge in city enrollment.
This two-party system, I'll be honest with you, it's antiquated. It needs reform. Politics today are filled with a conscious attitude of disrespect. I mean, there's lies, deceit, innuendo, name-calling.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.